We have data to show that more women than men are single because they simply cannot find someone they are interested in dating.
Data matters. Perspective also matters. It can make data look different. So are men not good enough or are women too picky? It's a matter of perspective, as long as you include the facts. Let's see how she does.
A world where more and more men are single because women do not want to date them is a world that's very dangerous for women.
So something bad has happened to women, but not men.
College-educated women are the group most likely to say they are single because they can't find someone that meets their expectations.
So educated women have it worse. Still no mention of anything here.
And I can hear the men in my comments now saying, see, it's women's fault. They have too high of expectations.
Okay, so men are suffering from unreasonable standards.
But let me remind you, women have always entered into marriages with the expectation that it is going to materially improve their lives.
Oh, no, never mind. No material.
We needed husbands for financial security. And now women are doing better than men. We are more educated. We are stable on our own.
Okay, so women did a good thing. They're out there working hard and beating the pants off of men, all by themselves. So what good are men?
When you don't financially need a husband or a partner, you can say, I'm not going to get a partner until I find one that's emotionally supportive, emotionally intelligent.
Okay, and what do you give back?
Doesn't need me to be his therapist and his mom.
Okay.
Doesn't need me to do all the childcare, all the housework.
Those complaints sound familiar.
And men will tell you that these expectations are just simply too much.
Well, to be honest, it sounds like you wanted equal rights, no obstacles between you and success, and when you got it, you still weren't making the same amount of money, and you didn't like that, so you had the government write a bunch of laws to preferentially put you in college and employment, so you don't need men anymore, except for taxes. So now you're getting no material benefit, especially if you went to college. So now you don't need men except for emotional support, but you don't want to be his therapist. Did I leave anything out?
I fear for escalating retaliation and also in legislative and policy decisions.
Oh, how could I forget? So let's recap. You wanted equality, and you got it, but you still made less money, so you had the government fix it. So now that things are equal, men are not good for anything except emotional support, which they do not deserve. And the men who don't like this are dangerous. How can they not see that bad things only happen to you, despite all of your hard work paving roads and fighting wars? So yeah, I think this is a little much. Pause if you would like extra blood pressure.
That's why I worry about retaliation of men who cannot make it worth it for women to want to date and marry them.
This whole situation is like having my car towed and then saying, why are you late? But I guess pointing that out makes me a dangerous failure, which really should give you a clue about this, but still does not. If you're gonna insist on having these, it would be nice if you could at least admit that they're there.